Get ready.
Anyway, what's the robot thing about? What are we talking about?
Do we have a link? I haven't seen this. I don't know about it.
It's the Karatas robot. Steve wanted to talk about it. I guess he's on right now, or he will be.
He's in the
text. It's actually Krotos, and it's from Shidobashi Heavy Industries. Give me a moment. I can go ahead and actually bring up. Bring it up to speed. Give me just a second here.
I'm going to go get some water.
Are we about to enter a new age of warfare or something with this?
You know, honestly, it's more of an art form, per se, in regards to this, rather than an app, applicable, for warfare applications. Okay. But it does actually give birth to the Age of Mecha. This is the birthing stage, okay?
Which we've been waiting for forever.
Well, as I told a group of five people at a round table in Santee, California about 24 years ago, after watching Maddox 01 Maleskin Panic.
Yeah.
Yes, guys. Within the 21st century, within our timeline, we will see mechs be born. This will not just be fantasy. And it's funny, because at the end of that particular anime, which is still licensed by Animego, shameless plug there, there is a live documentary. In fact, I think, Dustin,
It's on YouTube, but documentary is a light way to put it because there's no robot being shown. It's just military stuff.
It's the Black Hawk weaponries.
Is that still on your Justin TV channel?
It basically explained how those particular weapons were mountable on the hard points of the Maddox and the Exo frame, how they're able to be swapped on out interchangeably.
Yeah, Maddox is still on my Justin TV channel. Oh, yeah, with that, nothing got deleted, so, except for just that Fantastic Four movie.
Huh.
I thought I sent you a link to the Goku Midnight Eye so you and Josh can watch it, and I can send one to you, Steve.
You did, but I think I've lost it.
Yeah,
you should probably send it again.
Alright, I'll just send it to you guys sometime.
Okay.
But, coming in at about 4,000 millimeter high, width is about 3,000 millimeters. Length is also about 4,000 millimeters. It's about 4,500 kilograms. The great thing about this is that the control system is a variance off of iOS. From Apple. It is a AEV Cyto is what the control system has been labeled.
And it is a touchscreen.
Yes, it is a touchscreen.
And it operates on 3G too, that you can use your smartphone device to connect to it.
Yes, the wireless system is 3G, not 4G at this point in time.
Yeah.
And the great thing about this is the facial control features that it's been incorporated into the cockpit itself. It's customizable. In fact, right now they are in works of having a triclops system, So not only will you have your peripheral vision, but you'll have a third eye available for purchase for mounting as well. Right now it comes with dual BB. I know it sounds funny. It's a BB Gatling gun mini system,
which can be activated when you start laughing about something.
It's smiling, actually.
It's smiling, laughing. Yeah, like you figured, like it should be activated with anger when you're in a battlefield, but it doesn't work that way on this.
Right.
So when you're listening to our podcast trying to pilot this thing, so make sure you're not laughing at one of our jokes because you wind up killing somebody with those BBs or just hurting them really badly.
Really, really bad.
Don't watch any Will Ferrell movies when operating this robot.
I think probably the reason it's BB gun is because anything bigger than that's probably not legal in Japan, is it?
Well, this would be a sweet weapon in the airsoft field.
If me and a couple of constituents were actually discussing that very fact. This also comes with a, believe it or not, a water-powered missile launcher.
Which is eco-friendly.
Very eco-friendly, yes. Also comes with a pile bunker, organic rifle.
Yes, the rifle grows out of the ground. It's that organic.
Made out of plants.
I'm thinking more. It's probably like a spud gun shell type of.
A potato launcher.
I would think it's derived from something.
Like that. I guess they can mount like a 20mm potato launcher on the shoulder. Right. That'd be great.
Right, and this is all because right now it is just an art form. But it also opens up the possibilities of a lot of different things, which hopefully we'll be discussing tomorrow. Remember, as being the otaku of the Cybernauts crew, I'll be holding that open mic round robin discussion tomorrow night, which would be. Well, yeah, this is going to be set for August 3rd between 7 and 8 o'clock Mountain Time.
Who's going to be on that?
Actually, there's going to be a lot of people on it. It's going to be, like I said, this is going to be open mic.
Well, I don't want to really use Google or that Google Hangout thing because it about crashes my computer, and I think I'm gonna go see Total Recall tomorrow night, so I'm not sure if I'm gonna be on.
Not a problem. That's why I'm going to go ahead and have it recorded for posterity.
All right.
So I'll definitely be going ahead and getting video for this for the whole podcast.
Well, you do realize that by the time we put this episode out, it'll be already past whenever you recorded this, so.
Yes, but by then a lot of discussions will opened up at this point at that point in time as well.
Yeah, the safety video on this thing is pretty entertaining too. Like it tells you, like if it flips over or you smell something weird about it, just immediately exit the robot because it's bound to blow up in any moment.
The video I saw said it can even like change color schemes to a bunch of different appearances. One that looks like an Evangelion and everything.
Right. Yes, there are definitely a lot of there are definitely a lot of spoofed color schemes in one of their promotional ads on this. The great thing about this is that they said that the top speed was like 10 kilometers.
It's like 6 miles an hour, I think, is the top speed.
Yeah, and honestly, after while looking at this, just by judging the way it was actually rolling through Shinjuku, I was thinking more. It's more of a top speed of about maybe 15 miles an hour, 20.
Yeah, 20 would be about right for a robot like that because 6 is way too slow. But it looks about it can probably pull off 20 miles. It'd be going as fast as a moped. But I mean, that's still kind of quick.
Right. Right.
It's impressive that something as big and bulky as this can even go as fast as a person. You know. That it can be functional at all.
Well, yes, and the thing about this, and the reason I'm this is more of an art form rather than applicational, weapons, with warfare and combat method mythology. No, I don't think that's the right word. For combat use, let's just say that. The only reason that it's not being used for combat use is, well, look at the actuators. What the reaction time is. This thing would get nuked in a heartbeat.
That's if there was nuclear tactics on it. But yeah, it's not, regarding how it recognizes and goes with the movements, it's not very quick, especially if you're in hot combat. But then again, you're the only mech, so far that would bring that out to to war. So right. your team, your company will have an advantage if you use that as like a long distance striking, unit to cover a base or a town or something for soldiers. So
I wonder if
it'll work that way, but
I wonder if in a few years there'll be a big mech industry like there is a drone industry now,
Well, right. That's why there's a pilotless head option, and as I said before, there'll be a third eye option that will probably be used for remote piloting, using the 3G system. And by then they will probably have advanced the Wi-Fi capabilities to be a secured 4G, possibly 5G network.
Yeah, it would have to be recent on those connections. I think the best way to use this, for especially fast pace, would probably be using it the way that the mechs were used in Pat Labor, where it wasn't really a closed hatch, but you're open, you can see everything, but you still have a camera set up. So that could always be the best avenue on this.
Correct. And, honestly, I could see future militarization, with this particular mech. It's just gonna be, a long time, in the waiting on it. I've had several people say that, it's not feasible, it's not an acceptable form of combat. And right now in its current stage, you're right, it's not. But with the way technology is going at this point in time, and with the way armor is being developed, I'm pretty sure that, say, within the next 25, maybe, say, 50 years tops, we'll be seeing, actuators and balancers installed into, say, something like an RX-78. It just like the one, just like the kid that well, I should say, young gentleman out in Alaska right now. This particular man, young man, has been building a particular mech in Alaska for the past, what would you say, 8-10 years now,
something like that, I guess.
Yeah, and he's done quite a good job. From the progress that I've seen over the past years, just taking a look every once in a while over at his site, I have to say, I would think that Shudabashi Heavy Industries should take a look at him as well, and maybe go ahead and approach him with going ahead and trying to bring bring some progress to his project. You know what I'm saying? Mm. I mean, they've developed the first actual, how can I say it? In action mech. Art wise, but still, it's a mech. Bottom line, it's a combination of mech brought to life as an art form.
Right.
So, what are your opinions on it? What are your views on this?
I think it's awesome. I mean, I wish I had $1.3 million to spend on one, but couldn't really do too much with it.
Now, what about the whole pilots wanted thing that that we saw on CNN, on CNET?
Wait, are they recruiting pilots for these things?
Tsubasa had an article up on it on CNET. Let me see if I can find it for you.
Yeah, I did not know this. I might have to check that out. Screw going to school. I don't need my associate's degree in general technology. All I want to do is pick up chicks in my robot.
So have they only produced one of these, or is it going to be like massively produced?
Right now, like I said, you know, it's an art form. It's the first one that's been, you know, complete and finalized. Right now, I'm not sure, you know, what they have on the drawing board right now, or who knows what's you know being built over in that garage deep up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Because that's where he built this at. He built this this whole thing at his garage, deep in the mountains of Japan, in the countryside of Tokyo.
I like how they mentioned that in the article. It says the man behind this metalworking wizard, Kogoro Kurutawa, is known for creating a full-scale cast iron model of a scope dog mecha from the 80s series Votoms, which I think I actually have seen those.
Yeah. So there's a hint of...
I actually have seen that, and that was, like, amazing. That was, like, really cool.
Yes.
I'm trying to figure out exactly what the job description is for this, because I want to know. Like, what requirements would I need to be a mech pilot?
Best thing to do is to contact Tsubasa Heavy Industries. You can, I'd say, go over to their website and actually just write them an email. Say, hey, look, you know, in all earnest, I would like to go ahead and apply. I would like to know what your reviewing process would be.
You have to be really in control. I bet, you know, if you like smile on accident, it's gonna shoot. You know.
I am a very happy person, so I mean, I'm sure there's a way to disable that option. So,
yeah,
they would have to. I'm sure there is. I need to find this website so I can like put an application in. Hopefully, I might. Hopefully, there's some guy looking up MD Geist in my picture and just like going back and forth, and he's just like, I can't tell the difference. This man is perfect for the job.
Well, you know what? I'm wondering. I'm wondering what they might do within the next year. I'm wondering if they might be planning. I would suspect that Tsubasa would plan something, maybe with Animego, and maybe do some whole Madox / Kratos celebration thing. You know, hey. 25 years of Madox, woo! You know, I think would probably be a pretty good promo. It'd actually probably breathe a lot of life back into Madox.
Yeah,
and it still has a cult following on it, but honestly, I'd love to see that particular anime remastered and brought out to Blu-ray.
We can have Shinji Aramaki working on it and make a full CG remake. Because he's doing that with Starship Troopers.
Right, I'd heard about that.
I think we're supposed to get it this month.
Yeah.
Which I will definitely have to pick that up. Because like, yeah, me and John are having a conversation about Starship Troopers on our Fantastic Four review. I'm curious in how well that's going to... Shinji Aramaki is kind of a finicky director. Because it's like he knows how to direct and animate action scenes so well. If you've seen the Appleseed stuff, the CG Appleseed stuff,
right?
But regarding in terms of like directing a story and a plot that's not a Saturday morning cartoon, that's a bit tough for him. But I don't know. Like he's not. I guess the CG is not going to go into the whole like aspects of talking about like more about the Starship Troopers novel and everything, but. Who knows?
Well, back on over here to Kratos. Honestly, I'm quite impressed with this. I'm looking forward to more news from this particular corporation.
Wait, spell out the corporation to me. I'm trying to Google this.
Tsurubashi?
Yeah, spell that out.
Okay. It's Suidobashi.
S-H-I. Okay.
Just for quick purposes, there you go. Down at the bottom, I'm texting it to you now.
All right, cool. I got it. There should be an English translation on this site.
There is a English edition of the site, yes.
Or unless,
and the thing is, this isn't just a front, a spoof corporation. This corporation is quite real. And I applaud them for the leaps in technology that they've gone ahead and done here.
Have they produced anything similar to this before? Other than the cast iron thing that you mentioned.
Oh, you mean in the art sense?
Yeah.
Honestly, I have not gotten into that too much. I'm actually reviewing their site myself. However, for those that would like to go ahead and tool around and like to want to design their own, they could go to Tsurubashi. juco.jp/#BTO. That's SUIDOBASHIJUKO.JP/#BTO.
You got that, kids?
That's right.
You might have to put it in the show notes just to be safe.
Yeah, or just type it in the text chat and I'll... When I do notes on this, I'll refer to all these links, and that just helps out. Because I'm probably going to be listening to this, and I'll be halfway typing it, and I'm just going to be like, F it. I'll just get it off the text chat. Well, I can follow this guy on Facebook. Well, there is a contact page, and it left me to it like an, and then it took me straight over to my Gmail account for info. So I'll just have to send something that way, or like, hey, where can I send my resume at? Because I heard you're hiring. So, I'm just curious if I'll get a response back on this or not.
Probably only if you apply in Japanese.
If you go to the link for the build to order system here, mm-hmm. you look right there on the right hand side. It tells you what the current price is in its form right there, in its default form. And you have five different sections here that you can go ahead and use. Weapons, parts, your paint job per se, what type of cockpit you want to go ahead and... You can, and that's right. You can actually customize your cockpit. Last section, give your particular creation a name.
Yeah, this is very much like Front Mission.
Yes, actually I was going to go ahead and mention that. Thank you. I think that's where maybe he got some of his extra inspiration from.
Yeah, this is like pretty much borderline match for match Front Mission mechs, because like I still got Front Mission 3 to play and beat, and I've had that game for 6-7 years now. But I bought it for DS when that came out, and I was able to set that up. So I actually beat the first game on the DS, so it was good. I just got to beat the third one.
Right. I actually like the PC edition myself. I've seen the previews for it and such, and I got a chance to go ahead and play it on a friend's machine while I was remoted in.
Uh huh.
And I gotta say, that's one particular video game vehicle that comes very close to this. And honestly, it's just a fascinating, it's a fascinating piece of art. The operating system is what I would actually like to go ahead and get a little more into. With the whole thing, as I said, with the facial recognition, the facial tracking features and such like that, and it being an iOS. Derivative as far as operating system is concerned. makes you wonder. Can you back it up? Can you back it up? Can you save your entire system? In case the mech does go kablooey, can you actually go ahead and say, save all of your identification, all of your facial features, all of your settings, all of that per se?
They got this thing in like bubblegum pink and violet purple, like Fei Yin color in Virtual On. I'm going to this color scheme right now.
Yeah, I know. It's pretty unique. That was also a comical and unique feature about it.
I have to bring up this evil, and the sad thing about this is that someone's going to buy it and they're going to freaking K-On! Moe it up, and that's going to look terrible. Because if people can put Moe anime characters on their cars, they're going to do it on this freaking robot.
They did it to that airship carrier, I mean, I'm sure they're
going to
do it.
K-On! Oh, yeah, but... No, wait, isn't that a model that they did that to, or is it the actual ship?
Yeah, it's not an actual carrier, it's just a model.
Yeah, it looked like the USS Kitty Hawk, and they had to, like, K-On! Eyes it, and that looked really bad, but...
It's going to look even worse on a real mech.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's just remember, boys and girls, stick to base colors.
That's red.
I want a polka dot, man. Like, with, like, purple and yellow polka dots.
Okay, no Madagascar 3 jokes here, okay?
You can give it a Pikachu yellow color or something.
Pokemon's not that bad. Well, if you're going for a whole Aliens, Ripley feel for it, yeah, I'd say yellow and black.
No, that's true. That's actually a good one.
Yeah. For me, it'd have to be black and blue. For me.
I just get black.
I like the studless wheels myself.
I'm more of a black and red kind of guy, because you get to a certain rank in Gundam Battle Online for the PS3 or Gundam Battle Operation, so like you can actually color your mechs and everything, and people have some really bad color schemes. But like my Zaku 2, I have it like with the red and black scheme on, and it looks really nice because I've painted my Zaku 2 commander units like that. But there was some guy on that plays the game that has it like the Incredible Hulk color Zaku. I'm dead serious. It's Incredible Hulk green, and like the torso is purple, so it looks like the Incredible Hulk Zaku. I am dead serious. Like this, there was a video of it on YouTube, and I'm like, well, who's this idiot who paints a Zaku like that? And then I played around and I found that guy, and I was trying to blow him up with my bazooka. I was like, you need to die right now. But then I got capped. So
this sounds even worse than the Zeta Zaku from Double Zeta.
I'm dead serious. This Incredible Hulk color Zaku that's on Gundam Battle Operations. If you guys find this guy, kill him for me.
I hope there's a screen cap of this online. I want to see
it's
this
on,
thing.
I found it on YouTube or something, but I'm sure that I can find it again. Yeah, it's this guy who does like speed runs, and they're like, "Hey, I can take over these bases," and then, "Oh, look, I'm at the enemy base, and I can blow up their supply ship." So, and I can't do nothing about it because I'm at the Incredible Hulk Zaku.
Well, after going ahead and experimenting with some of the build-to-order systems on here.
Yeah.
I went on over to number 2 on parts. Going ahead and adding the radio, the radio unit, the shot-proof armor, and the pilot head, the pilotless head, comes out to be about just about near 18 million. Well, not 18 million, I'm sorry. 1.8.
Yeah. Decimals are important.
This is
above
my hat.
Sorry, my bad. My math is just totally completely bad. That's the ADD kicking in.
I made that same mistake in the text.
$1.7 million. Almost $1.8 million.
John, what were you about to say?
That I made that same mistake. I left out the decimal when you first linked me to this.
Yeah, you're like, what, 13 million? I'm like, David, there's a decimal between 1 and 3. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, I just saw the URL, and it says there's no decimal in the URL,
You don't trust URLs.
I know, I shouldn't.
That's your first mistake.
It's like when TY had that fake Toonami URL that he sent us the other day. I shouldn't have trusted it.
He sends us, like, everything fake anyways, so.
Who's this?
The guy that's been with us reviewing the Batman movies.
Yeah, Nova here.
Oh, yeah, I sent you guys to eatmypoo.com or something like that.
What? Was it supposed to go to an actual site? It was just a dead link.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh, well, it didn't go anywhere for you?
No. It just timed out.
Oh, well, Josh, no, did it go somewhere for you, Zionic?
What, the link that you sent us a while ago? Like, it didn't do anything for me either.
Or maybe I was just for Yash's staff.
Maybe I was just too scared of what was on it, and I wasn't going to risk it.
Maybe Firefox blocked it or something.
I mean, I'm on Firefox, so.
Well,
I'm using Google Chrome. It's a heck of a lot better.
Well, it should have sent you to eatmypoo.com. No, wait, no, ratemypoo.com. Yeah,
is that a real site? Is that a real site,
disgusting.
T.Y.?
Apparently
it type
is.
It in.
I don't want to type that in.
It's not as bad as you think.
Okay.
Well, I think we're...
We have to end this.
Yeah, we got a lot to say, so...
We've got an hour and 40 minutes here. Another one of those double-length specials.
Yeah, and then... Or I'm just going to have it as one special, so... I'm not going to split it up or anything. At least I don't... I guess I could. I don't know. It would probably be better
to...
You could have the Mech thing and the movie thing be separate, but it doesn't have to be.
Yeah, this is pretty much two separate things anyways, so I could just split it up. Whatever I want to do.
Yeah.
All right. I guess we can do closing remarks or something.
Yeah. Closing remarks, Jan?
Wait, do TY first, or unless TY already did his.
Do it again, TY.
What?
Closing remark. Okay. Closing remarks, Steve.
Dream the dream.
And Zionic?
Batman!
And I guess there's still time for me to say Ron Paul.
I guess. Mission complete.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Cybernauts Cast. Do you want more of what we got? If so, check us out over at our website at cybernautscast.wordpress.com. If you wish to leave us an email on, well, anything, then shoot one over at cybernautscast@gmail.com. Check us out on iTunes and leave a review, why don't you? We'll see you next week, same Cybernauts time, same Cybernauts channel.